The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
And the Kia NBA Most Valuable Player goes to James Harden, the Houston Rockets.
Huge shout out to the NBA and all the legends that paved the way for me to be able to play this game like I do and like I love. Huge shout out to the Rockets, man. The whole city of H-Town, Tillman, Yanyoni, Tad, Daryl, Rafael, you know, all the coaching staff, the training staff, Jason Boss, Keith Jones, Swerve. I know I'm missing somebody. It's off the top, but this is everybody that helped, man, from the equipment guys to the ball boys, you know, everybody that helps to get me to where I want to go. Shout out to my family, my sister, my brother, niece, my nephews, and moms. I'm not doing all that. But she's my backbone. Good times, bad times. yeah, man. We only get one life, and I'm happy she's my mom. Like, I wouldn't have it no other way, for real.
I think he forgot a few people, but hey, at least it was a really heartfelt thank you. Let's do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you wish to watch us on live stream, go to ESPN975.com. Click on live stream. There we are. Well, you won't see me actually wearing shorts for probably the first time in the history of the show.
It's really odd.
Well,
I don't like it.
You know, sorry.
You don't have hair on your legs.
No, not really.
Like, do you shave them or is it natural?
No, it's natural.
That's weird.
I know it's weird. I have it on my chest and my arms.
But why not your legs?
I don't know.
Do you have a bush?
No, I shave.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But no, I don't shave my legs.
That's just natural.
They've always been that way. Yeah.
I'll be damned. I know Jong doesn't have hairy legs, right, Jong?
No, I don't.
Do you? I mean, are they like completely hairless, or do you have like a little bit of hair?
Just like a little bit.
Because you probably have a little bit, right?
Yeah, there's some. There's like,
I mean, I'm not going to touch it.
But no, but I like, higher up, there's a little bit. A little bit on the sides. They're not much.
Do you have a hairy ass?
Not really. No. No.
Where's most of your body hair, Jong, or do you have none?
Pubic area.
Okay, and you grow like a full bush there, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of groom it a little bit, but not really.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably where most of mine is, but I shave it all away, so.
Okay. You shave it with a razor?
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrifying to me.
Well, once you get it short, like the first time you use an electric razor.
Right.
And once you get it short, it's real easy with a razor.
What about your balls?
Same thing.
With a razor?
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy, man. That's scary.
We've talked about this before. I've never actually, until the day we talked about it, then I cut myself after we talked about it. Thanks for that.
Oh, good.
But no, I've that's the only time I've ever had any issues. So, well, yeah, I should wear shorts more. My legs are my only physical attribute that doesn't suck.
I think your nose is nice.
No, my nose is huge. It's gigantic. It's
I know. Yeah, it's a quality like a feature.
No, it's an aardvark is what it is.
Well, how's the sports going?
Sports going well.
A lot of sports. Yeah. How's the map?
Tons of stuff on Sports Map. We got
something about James Harden being the MVP, I hope.
Yep. Jermaine wrote that last night. We got it up the second it was announced, which I was very proud of. And we got a video coming on it as well. But yeah, no real shock. I was listening to Joel and Barry coming in, and they were talking about you know, whether or not the MVP should include the playoffs, and that thing comes up every year. Now that the Rockets have a guy that has won one,
right?
I would think people would not want to make that the case. But I'll say this about awards: the NHL is the only league that does it right, because they have a regular season MVP and they have a MVP for all the playoffs, not just the finals.
Okay,
and I think works, right? Because if you just did it for the playoffs this year, probably be pretty close between KD and LeBron. LeBron might have won it, even though they didn't win the championship.
I mean, I don't know who would have won, because I thought Steph Curry was pretty clearly the MVP of the finals.
Yeah, but he also missed some of the early round games. So, but I mean, I think it would have been between those three, and I think that to me makes a hell of a lot more sense than because the regular season should have a reward. To me, it shouldn't be as meaningful, but. You know, and then they also, the other thing they do is they have like the most outstanding player and then the best player.
Right.
And I think those are different awards, like the most valuable and the most outstanding.
If you were an NBA MVP voter, where would your vote have gone?
I would have voted for Harden. And again, you can't consider what happened in the playoffs because you had to have your vote in before then. And, you know, I don't think of it as a playoff award, so that really wouldn't have mattered even if I had had to. Wait, but
what about you, Jung?
I probably would have gave it to James Harden.
Okay,
and I don't like James Harden. I certainly didn't like his whatever that Chick-fil-A suit he was wearing last night. But you know, I'm not a fan of his game. I've said that 1,000 times. But I think he was the MVP.
Okay,
and I have no problem with him winning it. And hopefully, Rockets fans happy with that, because that's all they seem to care about. Their guy won.
All right,
so. So there you have it. There's your MVP.
You would have given it to LeBron?
AJ? I would have given it to LeBron, but I'd give it to LeBron almost every year. I mean, and that's, the one year in recent history that I wouldn't have given it to LeBron, and I think they actually got it right, was the year that Steph Curry was just like out of his mind.
Oh, not Derrick Rose?
Well, definitely not Derrick Rose.
Don't bring that one up
again. That's the most egregious. This isn't as egregious as that.
But again, if they had split the awards, like they do in the NHL, and you have best player and most valuable player, then LeBron probably has won the best player every year.
Yeah, but I mean, most valuable player.
It's two different things.
Watch what happens when LeBron's off this team. You'll know his value again.
Yeah, but the reality is, what would the Rockets be without James Harden on that team?
They'd be the Clippers the last few years.
They might not even be that. They might be a 38-win team.
They'd be better than the Cavs without LeBron.
I don't know. I don't know that anymore.
Okay.
So...
Well, the other thing that's I thought the reason I would have voted for LeBron is,
and if you want to talk playoffs, absolutely, there's no way the Cavs don't get to the finals.
I get
without
it's a regular
LeBron.
Season award. That part doesn't bother me. But LeBron played 81 games. James Harden played 71 games, and part of being valuable to me is being there every night. And you know, I mean, it's not missing 11 games isn't like the end of the world. But if I'm voting. And I look at all these numbers, and by the way, you know, field goal percentage, 3-point percentage, all these things, triple doubles, rebounds, assists per game. LeBron was better than James Harden in all those. But you know, he did it in 81 games. James Harden did it in 71. And to me, that's 10 games. That's a big chunk of a season. That's an eighth of a season that one guy missed, the other didn't.
Yeah, I've seen that graphic go around, but then if you look at when Steph Curry won MVP, James Harden, the graphic was exactly the same for James Harden.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think it just comes down to, and your team won 65 games.
That helps. That helps
and
his
that
case.
Should help. And, you know, if you win 50 games and the guy's doing that, see, that's why Westbrook last year, to me, offended me a little more than Harden would. Because this team wasn't that good.
Yeah.
And he was just a stat compiler.
Agreed.
But, yeah, I have no problem with who won.
LeBron should have won it last year, too.
Well, I mean, again, that's the argument you make every year, pretty much. I mean, I could pull stats out on Harden. I could pull stats out on Westbrook, even though I don't think he should have won. But, you know, the reality is I think the voters got it right. And the voters are looking at all this. And I think in this case... You know, I don't have a problem with it at all. Even though I don't have
a massive problem with it. I'm not saying like it's some sort of robbery. Like, I mean, I understand that they're not going to give it to LeBron every year because there's a lot of writers who don't care for LeBron, and that's okay.
Well, there's a lot of writers don't care for Harden either.
No doubt. But there's also I also think at some point they say, well, if we give – now you're getting to the point with LeBron where if you give him more MVPs, then from a legacy standpoint, how many MVPs is he going to have at the end of his career, and where does that rank against other players? And
you can say it. They're boy. You know they love
him. Exactly.
Yeah. I mean,
against MJ.
They're going to try really hard to protect MJ.
They're protecting MJ. So it's I understand what's happening. It's not shocking to me, but
and the thing is, if you have a player you like better than another player, you're going to look at it differently. I still think to this day, the year Kobe won his MVP, Chris Paul should have won it because I thought he had more of an impact on his team, and he had an amazing year, probably the best year of his career. But I like Chris Paul better than Kobe as a player.
Right.
Doesn't mean I think he's a better player. I like him better as a player. So, of course, I'm going to look at it like that.
I don't know what LeBron will have to do now. I mean, he hasn't won an MVP since 2013. And it's not like he's gone way downhill. I don't know what he would have to do to win another MVP at this point, because a fifth MVP would tie him with Michael Jordan.
I think he's still got one in him. I think the bottom line is he needs to get back on a team like he was with the Heat that's got talent around him, and they win 60 games.
Yeah.
I think that's the deal. You win, you get to that number and put up those kind of numbers, and it's hard to deny you unless somebody does something freaky.
Yeah.
So, and I think that's what has to happen. And I don't know where he's going to wind up, but, you know, he needs more talent around him. There's no question. If he wants to win that, because even though it's a individual award, it goes back to we talked about with J.J. Watt and everybody else. Your team still has to do well.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't, it's kind of hard to make a case for you. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Argentina got through today. I know you were sweating that one, A.J.
Oh, yeah. It was very important to me.
Late goal to beat Nigeria to get to the next round. Very exciting.
I forgot who I was cheering for.
I got one more bet in today on a draw with Denmark and France, because both of them basically just needed a draw to get in. 0-0. I should have bet the 0-0. It was a bigger price.
That group that Argentina got in on, I was cheering for Iceland in that group.
Most people were.
They didn't do well. Yeah. Two losses, one draw. That's pathetic.
Oh, their draw was Argentina.
Yeah, but then they lost to Nigeria.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nigeria's not awful.
Well,
they were today, but they're not awful. Hey, there's your World Cup update.
That's the update.
That's all I got today.
Okay.
Glenn Davis will be back Friday, right? He'll be doing a show Friday. Cool. Yeah, I haven't heard much of him. I've heard him do a couple of games. I'm gonna say, hey, Fox, you underutilized our guy.
Yeah,
he's a lot better than some of those other cats they had going. Did you see Dwayne Casey got to be Coach of the Year?
Yeah,
for a guy who got fired.
Yeah. That's a great look.
Yeah.
Whoops.
If I'm the league, man, I might have just gone to whoever was second on the
list.
It's awkward. You can make a really... To me, Brad Stevens, considering what they went through...
Did he have to give, like, a speech?
Yeah, I guess he did. I didn't watch that. No, I don't watch award shows. I flipped over just to make sure Harden won the MVP so I could post a story.
Right.
Because he doesn't... And right before that, I flipped over and Dikembe was trying to talk and I couldn't understand a word as usual. So, but that's all I saw of it. I was watching your Astros fall apart last night.
Yeah.
So, that and getting caught up on some TV. I watched the first Preacher, season 3, episode 1.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I've I finished The Americans a couple weeks ago, and I wanted to say that it finished really well.
Okay.
Like it was a lot of shows don't end the right way. I thought The Americans did a really good job, like, wrapping up the series. I've started watching. So I was looking at my DVR, and it's 60-something percent full.
Wow.
Yeah, that's not good. So I record stuff sometimes, and then, as you know, I like to binge it. But sometimes I'll record it, and then I'll be like, oh, I'll watch it some other time.
Yeah, and you don't get around to it.
I guess there was a show that came on a little over a year ago called Taboo.
Okay.
That had Tom Hardy in it. Do you remember hearing about this,
yeah,
John?
Yeah, I remember hearing about it.
So I've watched an episode and a half of that now.
Okay.
And it's pretty good. I like it so far. There's a lot of cussing in it. I mean, like, real cussing. And it came on FX, so it must have been coming on late.
Well, we've been doing the whole Sling Amazon thing, and so far...
Oh, how's that working?
So far, I haven't noticed any shows that, like, I'm recording that I haven't been able to watch on there. So that's been good, because I watched the first Preacher on whichever one it was. I can't keep track of them.
AMC.
Well, it's on AMC, but I didn't know
which machine.
The one thing I haven't figured out yet is AT&T Sportsnet, because I have to have Astros and Rockets games. So
there's no answer for that, huh?
Not yet, but I'm still battling.
I mean, you can just bootleg.
I don't want to do that.
I don't like to do that either.
So,
and I'll be honest, last night,
listen, I'm really against that. If you can afford to pay for it, pay for it.
So last night I was watching something on Netflix, and I was watching a crime documentary. You know, I like to watch true crime documentaries.
Yeah.
About halfway through, it just froze.
Really?
Like, the internet was acting up. I was like, what the hell's going on here? Like, we pay for, like, the highest speed internet, and then it wasn't working for... It went for, like, 5 minutes. It didn't work, which sounds like, you know, first world problems. But I was like, this is why I can't get rid of DirecTV. What if it lasted 10 minutes? What the hell would I watch?
But what if it rains and then your DirecTV goes out?
It's never happened. I'm telling you. That was my great fear. But during Hurricane Harvey, I watched TV the whole time.
Yeah, the only time I've had issues, it's like when I'd be recording something and there's a bad storm that's about 20 minutes. But, you know. I ran into this with that damn ESPN Plus that I had to buy for CFL. Mm-hmm. By the way, 8-5 so far on CFL. So just above the Mendoza line. But, it froze the whole game, and it's like, wait a minute, I'm paying you to stream this damn thing. I don't want the game freezing every 5 minutes.
Right.
And my internet's fine. I got nuclear internet at home. It's better than what we have here. I use it because that's why I like to post everything at home.
Let's not go bleeping each other's bleeps about the internet here. Well, I mean.
Yeah. But
We haven't had an incident in a while.
You're right. I haven't come in the last month or two and just not had any internet.
No, they've fixed it, and it's, you know, I've got a different one over there for my office. It works really well, and I got a different one for in here. So, yeah, that's
and that whole Sling thing. I know. I don't know. I haven't used it in a couple of years. But my buddy had it because he got kind of fed up with. I think he was on DirecTV. He was on UVerse and they jacked up his prices, so he went to Sling, and we were watching Villanova a couple years ago win the national championship, and that thing froze multiple times, and it wasn't the internet. It was, I'm thinking it's because a lot of people were on Sling watching the game and it kind of slowed down their server. So I don't know if that issue still
I'm pretty sure there weren't a hell of a lot of people watching the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, Ottawa Red Blacks.
Oh, no, I'm
game.
Talking about Sling. I'm talking about Sling.
Oh, no, this was on ESPN Plus. But I don't mind paying for DirecTV and not having to worry about it, but my bill's over $300 a month now. That's got to stop.
So, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's bad.
And, you know, I have everything on there. And then
I don't pay $300.
Well, but then, I'm always getting pay-per-view stuff.
Yeah.
Getting the fights, and then I watch movies on there, and it gets over 300.
I never watch movies on it. I only watch the fights.
See, because there's a lot of movies that I wanted to see when they came out, and then when they're available, I'll do the two-day rental or whatever.
I always just go to the Redbox. I still use the Redbox.
Yeah, I don't like...
I know that's old school, but...
I don't like leaving my house. I like scrolling and saying, oh, heck, I haven't seen this yet. Let's watch it.
There's a Redbox at the grocery store and the gas station by me, so it's like I always have to go to one of those places.
Mm. Yeah.
You know? Or I just don't watch a movie.
I'm getting real close to that person who never leaves his house. Like I've gotten now.
What are you doing for food and things like that?
Uber Eats. Or, you know, one trip a week to, well, one trip a week to HEB on Sunday. We load up. So there's always plenty of stuff.
Okay.
And the wife does that, so I don't need to worry about that.
Oh.
And
must be nice.
I got Amazon to order anything I need.
Yeah, that is good. That is convenient.
I need razors. I know where to get those. Oh, it's a little early for that. And if I need air conditioning filters, I get those delivered to me. Everything's, you know, that Amazon. And I think it's good and bad because I think it's bad for a lot of local businesses. But the only thing that I, and even the little liquor store around the corner delivers now.
Oh, that's nice.
So I don't ever have to really leave the house if I don't want to.
There's a service called Hop Drop.
Yeah.
That delivers beer to you. And it used to not be by my house, but now it's coming to my house. So that's probably going to be something I'm going to end up using.
Yeah.
It's kind of convenient. You just tell them, hey, they've got a menu of what they've got available. And you say, I'll take this, this, and this. And they bring it to your house.
I know you guys would probably never use this, but Walmart delivers their stuff too. Mm. Like they deliver it. So
I mean, that's actually not the worst thing because like I do know that Walmart, you can save a lot of money by shopping there. But I hate it so much that I won't go there.
Yeah.
I
would have stuff delivered from there because they have some things that I could use.
Like if there was something that was $100 at Target and $80 at Walmart, I would still go to Target. Like that's how much I hate going into Walmart. But if they delivered it to my house, that would be a different conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you on that. Squeeze in a call real quick. Is that Q? Problem is now I'm staring right into this light.
Yeah, it is pretty serious now.
which I, you know, yeah, it's Q. The lights don't really bother me that much, except when I look up to the screen to see the names. And now I all I look at is the light. So
it's Q.
Okay, well, thankfully.
Schoolboy Q.
What's up, Q?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, sports.
Hey, man, I got a question. I'm at the Astros game last night. Something irritated me. They did the wave, I'm telling y'all, for 10 minutes straight. How many times should a wave go around a stadium?
Zero is the correct answer, unless you have a really horrible team. Or if there's like a rain delay or something like that. But yeah, the Astros, when you've got one of the best teams in baseball, there should be no excuse for the wave. I like how I just guessed that was what he was calling
about.
Yeah,
wave and wooing. Yeah, well, I saw on Twitter last night people were doing it. I just, you know, whatever you have fun doing is fine. There's no point in complaining about it. The wooing's not going to go away. The wave's not going to go away. I'm not a fan of those, but I don't want to sound like a freaking curmudgeon either. You know, it's like, don't do the wave. I never liked the wave even when I was young. So I've been consistent about that. But, unless your team's down 8-1 or something.
Yeah.
But people are going to do what they do. And, you know, I don't have to like it. I just have to accept it. That's how things are.
Yep.
Just not a fan of it. But realistically, no, it shouldn't be 10 minutes. If you're doing it, it should be. If you're doing it, your team should not be in a tight game.
Right.
It should not be doing during an important part of the game because, again, and I beat this to death about try to be considerate of other people, but some people are actually there watching the baseball. And if it's a critical part of the game and you're doing the wave, you're kind of interfering with that. I know people don't think of that.
Yeah, they don't care.
But that's...
People are inconsiderate in public places.
People in general would be more considerate, but that's okay. But if it's, you know, if it's an 8-1 game, your team's getting its ass kicked, you're bored...
Yeah, but
go ahead. I don't care at that point. So, yeah, I mean, you paid your ticket. It's the one thing I would say, though, is if you pay your ticket, don't be the one who's trying to make other people do the damn wave that don't want to do the wave because they paid for their ticket, too. And if they want to sit there and drink their beer and watch the baseball game, leave them alone. Please. And that's my public service announcement for the day. I'm going to give you another one. This one's not really a public service announcement. This is just common sense. And I was just talking about how I don't like to go anywhere anymore to buy anything, and I don't have to with Harry's. That's why it's so great, because razors are not something, and guys, we all have to shave something. And
you've already admitted that.
Yeah, exactly. But the thing is, I don't want to go out to the store. I don't want to wait until my razors have gotten so grungy that it's cutting my face or other stuff. I want, you know, fresh razors, and I don't want to have to worry about it. I don't want to have to go to a store and say, oh, I got to go do this now. And that's why I use Harry's. Because the quality is fantastic. I get everything I need just sent to my home. I never have to think about it. And guess what? That, you know, I'm a lot more clean shaven now because I don't have to think about it. I don't have to wait. Maybe I need to wait a couple days because I got to get a razor. That doesn't happen anymore. Right now, you can save big on a Harry's shave set. Just use code FAOUR at harrys.com. You get the 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover. How about this? $3 plus free shipping. How can you not try it for just $3? They stand behind the quality of their products. If you don't love your shave, just let them know they're going to give you a full refund. You'll get all $3 back. And if you do want to go to Walmart or Target, they're now available there. So if you just want to, if you're there and you want to check them out, go for it. Here's what you do. For a limited time only, Harry's has a special offer just for the Blitzers. New customers get $5 off a shave set from Harry's with code FAOUR at harrys.com. That means you can get a starter set that comes with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code FAOUR at harrys.com. Join the millions of guys who've already switched and go to harrys.com today. Use code FAOUR at checkout to claim your offer.
Is the Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. A32 says, don't watch the Astros on TV, but went to two games recently and have to say the wooing is the best part of the lineup. Lighten up and have some fun. It's fun for you. It's not fun for other people. That's my whole point. And
listen, are they going back to wooing when Reddick's not up?
I don't know.
Because for a while that they were wooing throughout the game, and I was like, I just can't watch
that. That made them unwatchable. I don't know. I'll find out tonight, I guess.
Recently, in the game, the games that I've watched recently, it's when Reddick's up, there's woos.
That's fine. I mean,
I'm okay with that.
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter whether I'm okay with it or not. People are going to do it. It's just. You know, that's one of the reasons I quit going to games last year is because it was just so freaking annoying because they did it the whole game. And then I had to mute the sound on top of that, which was no loss because, you know. Anyway, let's try Chris. What's up, Chris?
Hello, Christoph Sports.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I've got some more questions about what your thoughts are on game day etiquette as far as the wooing goes. I think, you know, wooing's for winners. When he does something good, when Reddick does something well, I'm up for wooing. As far as the wave, it's for the children and anybody who wants to watch the game. It's a waste of time. But what about getting the fans standing up and cheering? My personal belief is with those two strikes, that you get up and you cheer. If there's two outs, hell, the eighth and ninth inning as a whole, you need to be cheering. And I'm a person that stands up and tries to get the whole section to do the same, so I don't feel guilty for standing in front of them. What are your guys' thoughts?
I mean, I don't have a problem with it.
No,
I don't have a problem if you don't stand up with two strikes or two outs. I don't care either way.
I have a problem with you trying to make me stand up, though.
Yeah.
It's my choice. It's not yours.
But
the guys that turn around and do the hand thing don't.
But if he's the guy right in front of you and he stands up, you pretty much, he's taking away your choice.
Yeah, but don't try to encourage me to do it.
It doesn't bother me,
though. It's your choice, and that's cool.
If the person in front of me stands up, I'm glad to stand up, too.
Yeah, in a key point of the game, absolutely. In a playoff game, I'm disappointed in you if you aren't standing the entire game.
Right.
I mean, that's, you know, it all comes down to situation there.
And by the way, that's a baseball thing.
Yeah.
Football, I mean, football, I almost feel like you're going to be standing up the entire game. Like, you should almost expect it.
Most of the time.
Especially college football. There used to be the old people at Texas would get mad if you stood up in front of them.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, and we've been at UH games where people got mad when we stood up.
You know? Right.
And I was like, okay, it's opening kickoff. Just kind of thought we'd stand up. So, yeah, but I don't have a problem with that at all in key situations. And, you know, I think that can impact the game. So, yo, Adrian sent a picture and said, last time I wooed was after seeing Ric Flair's daughter in the body issue. I will not see Ric Flair's daughter or anybody else in the body issue. I hate that with every fabric of my being. So it's not my thing. 713-780-ESPN. Hey, can we get on something weird for a minute?
Oh.
Would that be okay?
Okay, yeah. Hell yeah. Let's get really weird.
I kind of got into it with a friend of mine today.
Okay.
Who was giving both of us grief because we totally dismiss the flat earth people as idiots.
Oh boy.
Well, and listen, this is what bothered me. This is a smart guy. And he's not saying he buys into it, but he's saying that you know, you need to look at everything. And my first response is like, listen, I went to college with a freaking astronaut who was on the space shuttle, who showed me pictures he took from there. I'm going to believe him for some more than some blogger who's making up something, right? But no, it's, oh, well, they told him all to lie. Okay, great. And I think we've gotten to a point where you could almost make up anything and turn it into a conspiracy. I bet right now I could make up a conspiracy about myself and make it sound completely believable.
If it's about you, I mean, who's to question it?
Well, that's the thing. I can make it completely believable. So I thought I'd do that.
Okay. What'd you go with?
I'm going to go with, I am a Soviet spy who has been working for the Soviet Union, which never really gave up on the Cold War. Okay. Think about it. They're going to recruit somebody who's unremarkable. They're not going to Stanford to get their guys, right? They're going to, I'm an unremarkable guy. I'm a little overweight. I'm a little, you know, not that attractive. I went to UH. That's an easy person to get, right? Phase one, and this is all true. Phase one, we were supposed to infiltrate the newspaper industry.
Okay.
Erode public confidence. We mismanaged and degradation of quality so that we no longer have newspapers, which is a free press.
Congratulations.
So.
Got rid of that.
Yeah. We accomplished that. And so my next thing was to move into another form of media. Think about all the people that used to be. I'm going to go Alex Jones on this. Think about all the people that used to be in newspapers at all levels. Skip Bayless. Stephen A. All newspaper guys, right?
Right.
And me. So now we're here to misdirect everybody. What do we talk about on the show? Some sports, right?
Yeah.
But weed, alcohol, sex, craft beer, gambling. We're distracting people.
From the truth?
From the erosion of the fabric of society. Think about it. You know, we're the whole morals of this society are going to hell because we're talking about stuff like this.
It's true.
We're distracting them.
I've noticed that.
And then we dazzle people with arguments like LeBron versus MJ.
I don't like that argument.
Neither do I. But guess what? When we have it, that's all people are talking about. They're not talking about the real problems in the world.
That's true.
We've created these words like liberals and conservatives, and you either have to be one or the other, right?
I didn't create those words.
No, but we've played up to them.
Yes, you
just
have
like everybody
you're
else.
Supposed to be one or the other.
And so we have divided society. It's like a magic show. You're watching us pull a rabbit out of the hat, and you're missing that the entire theater is burning down around you.
Sleight of hand, you call it.
Yeah, yeah. Here's the other thing. You think it was a coincidence I married a foreigner when I started my radio phase? A woman who has an international job? Maybe she's not really my wife. Maybe she's my handler. Just saying.
She's the falconer.
And even think about this. I'm paired with a former U.S. soldier, a guy who did heroic stuff after Harvey. Nobody's ever going to question me because I'm doing a show with you.
Now I'm starting to question you.
Well, I told you I could make you believe this. So now look at our society. Who do we trust? We don't trust the media. We damn sure don't trust our politicians. Our morals are falling apart. We're questioning everything. And you know where my comrades got this idea? By the way, I have a great name for this. Operation Falcon.
Okay.
And I'll be...
Activate Freddy KGB.
But, hold on. What? We've got a call on this. Let's go to Alex. Alex Jones here, InfoWars, InfoWars.com. I want to say I knew all along that Fowler was a Russian. I've known it from day one. I'm not buying any of his crap. I know what he's doing. You should have known. We all should have known. And I don't trust you either, Hoffman. All right. Thanks, Alex Jones.
Yeah. And Alex, here's some other things. You know where this all started? JFK. Because that was a conspiracy.
Of course it started with JFK. What the hell do you...
Exactly.
I'm a son of a...
We believe that, right? So now we can question anything. And what about Hollywood? What about all these movies where they've got Armageddon?
Gay water.
Government cover-ups. Conspiracies. And the best part is the media screws up just enough to make you have doubts about them, right? And that's the whole problem.
Yeah.
But that's totally believable, even though that is the most far-fetched BS I could ever make up, and it's the plot for a really bad movie, which if no one's done that, I think I should write that. Now, this is how we wind up with the world is flat and frogs are gay.
Sounds right.
Yeah. The frogs are gay. That was
drunk people before we went to Alex Jones.
Yeah.
He tagged you guys and said, I'm sending this to InfoWars.
Well, he must have done it.
He must have. But, I mean, that's my point is that there's enough truth thrown in there to where somebody's sitting around there and didn't hear me say at the beginning that I'm making this up, going, holy bleep, that might be true. And that's how people get roped into stuff. It's just crazy. I think that, you know, and getting back to the flat earth thing, and it really bothered me that, because at first I thought he was trolling me and he was serious about, oh, you should read this. Yeah, some blog from some person I've never heard of versus an actual astronaut. Yeah, okay, I'm going to trust that. You know, I've been in airplanes too. I've seen horizons. come on. It's just, it's silly.
So the easiest argument for me was, if the world is flat, how come no one ever falls off the edge?
Oh, yeah, that's a pretty good argument.
And
you've been all over the world too.
Right. The apparently, there's some people who believe, and I was listening to clips from there's a flat earth convention. Did you know about that?
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, it was like, it happened a couple weeks ago. But there's a couple differing theories that the poles, like the North and South Pole, the Arctic poles, are really, it's a ring, an Arctic ring around the plate that is Earth. So when you get there, no one ever goes past it. And so if they go too far, we never hear from them again because they probably fell off.
Dead people go?
It could be. The other theory is, when you get too close to the edge, the government shoots you down because they don't want you to ever know about the flat earth.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really not interesting.
It's not interesting at all.
People are idiots.
Oh, God. But, yeah, that's why people believe the frogs are gay. That's my whole theory. Freddy KGB. That would have been a great code name, by the way. Now I kind of, you know. But somebody would believe that. There's just enough believable crap in there. So,
right. Listen, if you end up getting caught and you have to get another, or like a real job, my computer career, mycomputercareer.edu, like Duran, who was a kitchen cook, he wanted to change his life for the better, just like you. Last month, he started his IT career. Now he's making 50% more money doing something he loves. If you don't love what you do, go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today, and you could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. How about that? If you don't have computer experience or training, they don't care. Helping people start an IT career is what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online 2 or 3 times a week, and you're going to get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than a school, too. They actually help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Classes start soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation now. Mycomputercareer.edu. It's not rocket science, guys. It's my computer career. Mycomputercareer.edu.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to The Blitz with Fred and AJ.
I don't believe the earth is flat, but if the mainstream media started saying it was round, I might question them. I mean, that's how deceptive these people are, that you really can't believe anything they say. They taint, they twist, they spin.
Yeah, thank you, Alex. What he said. I knew it.
Thing is, I actually like
Infowars.com.
I actually like a good conspiracy theory, but I think of it as fiction. You know, I like fiction. I like to write fiction. I actually like this story now. I think I'm going to sketch this out. This could be fun. There'll be a whole bunch of us in it. hey, let me tell you about Sports Map, which is not fiction. It's good stuff. We've got right now Taylor Renee has a video up. It's James Harden is the MVP, whether you like it or not. I haven't seen it yet.
That sounds like an obvious take.
That's a slam at you. Cody Stutes has his...
But that is like a really obvious take.
Well, I know, but you said you'd vote for LeBron, so she's talking to you.
The Golden State Warriors are the NBA champions, like it or not.
Yeah.
But the Earth is round, like it or not.
Well, the Warriors had to win theirs. James was awarded his. There's a difference.
Oh.
So... Cody Stutes has his early look at the Texans potential 53-man opening day roster. We'll talk about that
boy,
next segment.
That's way too early.
Yeah,
huh?
It is way too early, but it's he did a good job with it. Jermaine's got his story from last night. Charlie Polillo has his video up on how Jeff Luhnow basically ripped off the Pirates with Garrett Cole. We've got a Texas A&M 2018 college football preview. And Mindy Leveno says Americans should root for Mexico to win the World Cup.
All right. She says we should?
We should.
Not me.
No, I'm not rooting for Mexico. I kind of hope they do well because it's good for the bars around here. But, yeah, I have two rooting interests. One is
money.
Money. So I've got a little bit on Paris. I mean, on France to win the whole thing. And I think I'm kind of adopting England.
Why?
Just because.
Aren't they playing Belgium? Isn't everyone excited about the England-Belgium matchup?
Yeah, they're both going through, though, so it doesn't really matter.
I'm going for Belgium.
Okay. I've never been to Belgium. I've never been to England either, for that matter. Squeeze on a call real quick. David, go.
Yes, sir. I got a friend of mine. He gets a certified paranoid schizophrenia check.
Are you driving an ice cream truck?
That. No, I'm at a park and there's a, hold on, let me get that out of the back. I'm at a water park in Houston. There's an ice cream truck here.
Oh, okay.
My bad.
That's all right. Go ahead. Go ahead with what you're saying.
But he gets a certified paranoid schizophrenia check every month.
Good for him.
He believes like things like you say, the earth is flat. There's no proof of, like, when they take pictures from... He showed me a video one time of something that they shot up into the air, and he believes that there's a bubble around the earth.
Oh, boy.
Well, yeah, I saw that show. It was called Under the Dome. It was a Stephen King thing.
I saw that movie called Biodome.
Yeah.
with Stephen Baldwin and Pauly Shore.
Pauly Shore.
Yeah.
Hey, this is kind of a... bad story. A sergeant with the Harris County Sheriff's Office was hospitalized Tuesday. Apparently, somebody's put a bunch of fentanyl-laced flyers on their cars. It's placed on nearly a dozen sheriff's office vehicles at their Recruitment and Criminal Investigation Center. At least one of the flyers tested positive for fentanyl. Other flyers are being tested as well. So if you happen to be a sergeant who comes across one of these who listens to the show, you're probably already in the car.
So if you even touch them?
Well, fentanyl's bad stuff, man. So,
man,
yeah, but somebody tweeted this, and so I looked it up and, you know, just make sure that was real.
It's not InfoWars talk.
Definitely not. Definitely not. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3409 says the bubble would also be known as the atmosphere. There's that. Yeah, 281 says an entire math and physics subject that takes into account the curvature of the earth with experiments to back up the math must have been made up by the government, too.
That is.
That's the thing, though. That we
also, Jong is a CIA operative. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah, he's not allowed to say that.
Right, but he is.
See, because the KGB technically no longer exists until we actually win the Cold War, which, you know, it's working.
It's ongoing.
It's working.
You. Yeah.
I'm telling you. All that stuff I threw out there, it's happening. And my comrades have been doing a good job, too. They run Hollywood. I bet you didn't know that.
Of course they do.
The communists run Hollywood. You never heard that? 713-780.
It used to be the Jews, but then the communists.
Yeah, the communists took over.
They took over.
Yeah, that Senator McCarthy, he had it right. It just, you know, he was before his time. God, I sure hope people know that I'm kidding. Sometimes, especially when you walk in late to something and you're like, what the hell? Jong's with the CIA and Fred's a KGB operative. Okay.
And AJ's a Nazi.
What the hell?
Where did that come from?
What the hell is that?
Jeez. I wouldn't have even joked about that. Man. Golly.
Fine. I'm actually a North Korea operative.
Nope, it's too late. It's too late.
You already hit me with the N word.
My goodness. You're vole.
Lord.
713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. And I think next segment we'll get a little sportsy. We'll go over what Cody wrote. So 956 Sports, that's not an ice cream truck. That's the government trying to interfere with the truth. Oh, man. There's... I'm not going to tell the ice cream truck story, but I have an ice cream truck story.
Oh.
Well, now you have to tell
it. I almost have to, yeah. It's like when the current wife and I, the week we got married and I spent up there in Toronto, when John will remember, we were on furlough.
Oh,
from the old place because they couldn't pay us. And it was funny because every time that we were going to have relations, the ice cream truck came by. I mean, like every single day. And it was like twice a day because, you know, you just got married, right? And so that kind of became a bit. Now, every time I hear an ice cream truck, I'm kind of like, oh, I'd like to have.
Does that turn you on?
Doesn't turn me on, but it would be weird because usually ice cream trucks are followed by children. But it reminds me of that. How's that? Somebody says, over under 10% don't know you're joking. I'm going to say it's the same 5% that are, so I'll go under. Yeah. Over under on 2.5 government lists that Fred's name is on now because of that segment. Hey, you know, the thing is, and here's how you could defend it. We'll go back to Hollywood here. I could use the basic instinct defense. She wrote it before she committed the murder.
Right.
So I've just told people I'm going to write this. So I can't be guilty, right? Because it's all written.
Yeah.
It's fiction. Yeah. All right. Let's just go to break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.